Christian ministries are stuck between a rock and a hard place in Israel, summer camps bring healing to kids in the Philippines. And if you're searching for a fall internship, there's a story for you today that's coming right up in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Another ceasefire attempt failed yesterday between Israel and Hamas, with the death toll now exceeding the 2012 conflict between the two. Many Americans will pass over this news without reflection. But Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyr says Christians shouldn't have an ignorant or indifferent attitude towards these events.
Hopefully we're involved, we're connected with what God's doing around the world, we're aware, and hopefully we're passionate about it. Hopefully we want to know what's happening with the church in different countries. We want to know what our brothers and sisters are doing for the kingdom, but also what they're enduring.
Ministries are deciding whether they'll stay and risk their lives or flee to safety. So how can you help?
The first thing to do to get involved is to pray. And particularly as we think about the situation in Israel, that's probably the most significant thing that we can do right now is simply go to the throne and say, Lord, we don't know what's best in this situation, but we need you to work.
Next, talk about adding insult to injury. The leader of Nigeria's Boko Haram is mocking the Bring Back Our Girls campaign. The Islamic militant group released a 16-minute video this week where the leader laughs at the international effort to rescue 200 kidnapped schoolgirls. Open Doors USA is providing a comprehensive 4-page prayer guide to help you understand the Boko Haram's roots, their mindset, and their future plans for Nigeria. Our website will provide the links to get it. Will you join us in prayer? You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been months since Typhoon Haiyan devastated the Philippines, but for some child survivors, recovery is starting now. After being trained in trauma counseling, Operation Mobilization workers reach out to kids in affected areas. Through a camp called Operation Safe, they're sharing the hope and love of Christ in kid-friendly ways. Emotional scars are being healed one by one. Pray for more healing as Operation Safe camps continue through the summer. Meanwhile, here's a pop quiz in geography. Where's Benin? If you said West Africa, you're on the right track. It's a small country known as the birthplace of voodoo. Here's something else that makes it remarkable, says Brent Ropp of Wycliffe Associates.
Benin, even though it's a country we had never targeted for engagement for Bible translation, has over 2.2 million Bible-less people. And those people speak more than 20 different languages.
In plain English, no Bibles in hard languages.
Benin is a country that up until this past year has been completely off of our radar.
The National Church asked Wycliffe Associates for help in launching Bible translations.
We do have new national leadership. They are very energetic and enthusiastic about seeing their nation be eradicated from Bible poverty. And they have invited us to come and help them by proposing that we assist in the construction of a small translation center.
Ground-level work needs a solid foundation. Find links to help at our website. And it's only about halfway through the summer, but for some U.S. college students, it's time to pick a fall semester internship. Hannah Swan of Advancing Native Missions says their internship program is geared toward the Great Commission.
You don't have to go overseas to be a part of what God is doing around the world. Our heart is to introduce the next generation into what God is doing through Native Missions. And for them to join in that.
Get more information and submit your application through a link at missionnetworknews.org. The deadline's coming up fast.
We've actually extended the due date for the fall applications until this Friday, July 18th.
Pray for students who are applying for a fall internship and ask the Lord to bring in the people that He wants to take part in this program.
Also, just for the next generation as a whole, we want this work to be carried on. We want to raise up more advocates for these Native missionaries.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through suffering? Get the book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from SAT7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition into a blessing. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.